It's a demonstration that our president respects the constitution of Kenya, respects the International Treaty and Convention, and has committed to cooperate with the International Criminal Court because he believes he is innocent. He pleaded not guilty. He has been consistent in his cooperation with the court, and he does not see any problem in appearing in that court in his capacity as Mr. Uhuru Kenyatta, not necessarily his excellence the President of the Republic of Kenya. He's magnanimous like that.
How do you respond to people who say that his presence there is an embarrassment to Kenya, especially when now the headlines across the world is that fair sitting president or Kenya's president happens to be the first president that has a case to answer cases or including charge human rights violations, among others, at the International Criminal Court, ICC, in The Hague? How do you respond to such criticism?
I would say to the contrary, President Kenyatta has demonstrated to the world that being a president of an independent republic does not necessarily mean that you cannot yourself, in your personal capacity, handle your own personal challenges effectively, efficiently, and that you, as Mr. Uhuru Kenyatta, can appear in a criminal court under criminal jurisprudence and defend your name. So those who are saying he's an embarrassment to the country are wrong. And what I would want to say is that Kenya now has taken its place in the world map as a country that is led by a man who respects the rule of law and who respects international obligations and conventions. And I want also to add this. It is very, very important for other world leaders, African leaders and world leaders, to know that international conventions and treaties are not in vain. And therefore, I want to say our president, unlike other presidents whose warrants of arrest are already out there, has demonstrated that he is led by the Constitution and the rule of law.
Now, some people are saying that the president probably could be concerned that there could be economic sanctions imposed on your country and possibly arrest warrant issued by the ICC against him, and that is why he decided to go there. What do you make of this assessment?
Absolutely not. In fact, in my mind, and I know this is a view that is shared by many, the president has already and consistently said that he will cooperate with the ICC. If he did not, if he appeared so that the country did not get some sanctions, then this is something he would have done a long time ago. He has appeared before this court. He appeared during the plea. He appeared during the confirmation trial hearing. He appeared again today. His appearance in the International Criminal Court has absolutely nothing to do with the sovereignty of our country or sanctions that may be imposed on our country. He did it expressly on his own strong will, and in any event, he already had handed over power, using an article in our constitution to give the deputy president power to run the country when he came to The Hague to handle his own personal challenges. So therefore, it is not that he came so that Kenya may not be sanctioned. He came because the man Uhuru Kenyatta wants to clear his name.
Over 100 of you parliamentarians are there to morally support him. Why the need, even if you are paying from your own pocket?
I want to tell you this. Even in our local court, if you go in any local court, you will find that the galleries of our court are full with friends, relatives, litigants, witnesses. So there's nothing unusual about this. I am at The Hague myself as a honorable member of parliament. But I am not here as representing of general constituency. I have made my own arrangement for my constituency to land on. I'm here for only 3 days. I come to The Hague as a friend of Mr. Uhuru Kenyatta, as a friend, first of all, as a friend, but not as a member of parliament. So really, there's nothing wrong. I mean, I can afford to pay my air ticket to The Hague to go and listen to the status conference. And in any event, I'm also an advocate of the High Court of Kenya, and I want to know and understand the workings of the International Criminal Court. So there is absolutely no problem, even if all the members of parliament were to be here, because nothing stop. I mean, everybody has made arrangements to get the work going on in their respective constituencies. I don't see anything wrong with this attendance.